Said last week basically was that the makom hadlaka, there's about four levels of the best place of the makom hadlaka. The best is Medina de Gemara, is you do it outside the house, where the people inside the house don't see it, only the people outside see it, and it's outside the front door. But nowadays, many people don't do that. That's not the regular meaning, because the Gemara says b'shas sakana, they said not to do that. So now it's all to do that, nowadays we don't do it. So now once you're inside, what's the shir kadima? How are you supposed to light? What's the best way to light? So you're supposed to light, the best thing is that you have to light in a place where the people inside will see, because the persimmonis is now primarily for the people inside. But if you could also get a place where all the people will see it outside, that's the second best. So you should light by a window, theoretically by a door. Let's say you have no windows.
The best is outside. Comes the
right, or by window where people will see. If you don't have a window, so then the next goes in a doorway. You should do it in a doorway opposite the mezuzah. Let's say you're in a closed house on an apartment building. There's no windows, so go into your dining room and light in opposite a doorway, opposite the mezuzah. Nothing to do with the window, nothing to do with anything. Just light it opposite a mezuzah. And you should do it between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground. That means not the menorah should be 3 to 10 tefachim. The flame should be between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground. So what we said last week is if you want to gain all the best possible, you get all three things, is if you do it in your front door, you have a screen door. So you have, and you leave the door to your house open, and you have a screen door to the outside, so, and then you light it opposite the mezuzah between 3 and 10 tefachim, so you have all three milas, because you could see it, the people outside could see it, it's under 10 tefachim, and it's opposite the doorway.
So if you walk through, you've got a mitzvah
close. Right. So that's really, if theoretically speaking, that would be the most lechatchila. That's what we came out in terms of the makom hadlaka. Now, why nowadays, between the time I gave the shir last time, and now a lot of people come over and said, well, everyone's bothered, why don't we light outside? Why don't we light outside? There's no sakana today, we should light outside. So,
define sakana.
Yeah, so first of all, Rashi Shita in the Gemara Shabbos is that sakana means that they'll take away the menorah. Sakana does not mean that they'll hurt you.
Haters.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anti-Semitism. It means they'll take away the menorah. So I'm sure Alan, having him at the shir, will help us determine that.
Which neighbor is too? Which neighbor is quick?
The best thing, if you put a silver menorah outside, they won't touch it.
Really?
For some reason, they don't take silver. They come to your house and they leave the silver.
That's exactly in line with what happened to me. They left my Torah. They took a talis bag that had fake gem looking things, and they took out my talis with an Torah and left it on the thing.
Because they don't know the value of silver.
What do you mean
the value of electronics? Uh-huh.
So you're saying don't have an electric menorah. That's gonna take that a minute.
Put
okay.
The silver with that
okay. Yeah. And the Zman Hadlaka, we said, is anywhere between the Shkia and a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim L'Chatchila. If you can't do it that time, then do it later, as long as people are awake. What?
What Shkia?
From the Shkia?
Half hour after.
I'm talking about generally speaking. You want to mamash know the most lechatchila, but pretty much from let's say 20 minutes after the shkia. I'm saying the most lechatchila time is within that is also more lechatchila. But I'm saying generally speaking, from shkia till a half hour after tzeis, you're still in the pretty lechatchila time.
You have until someone's awake.
No, right. If you come home from a chasana at 3 o'clock in the morning, then you have to wake someone up to be able to light, because no one in the street anymore. Okay, so you have to make sure.
Next to Shtibel or something.
Yeah, if you're next to Shtibel.
For yourself to see, you need someone else to see.
Correct, yeah.
You can use like your iPhone and Skype already.
So what I'm very misunderstanding about, what?
Could you have an iPhone and just call somebody up and show them the
they can see it.
Could you do that?
Can you make a bracha and answer Amen?
You can't answer Amen necessarily. That's a Shaila. But you want to know, let's say the person seeing it live, you have a satellite guy seeing it live, your hadlaka. Does that count for this purpose?
I would think you would, because you can't enter Amen because it's the voice and the...
Right, Amen is a different story. You're saying you're Lamaise again to Minisa.
Right? What's the difference if you see it through somebody's windows?
What?
Yeah, but the
idea is that the presumptuous is for the people in your home. I don't know if that guy's considered in your home.
In his bedroom.
So what if you call a friend? You live alone, and you call a friend to come over. So you call your friend, and they come over.
He's sleeping. He doesn't want to get out of his bed.
Today, kids don't come in for dinner. You text.
I would think that.
Sounds pretty shvat. It sounds like a stretch, but listen. None of the halachas from that I have are modern enough to have this shayla in them.
Can you hear a shofar over the computer?
No, but that's a different thing. Presuming Nisa could be just as long as someone sees it. There you have to actually... You're saying he's not seeing the actual Nair. He's only seeing...
He's seeing an image.
An image of the Nair.
You're seeing the Nair when you see it through a window?
It's a recreated
Why
image.
Not?
It's not real.
You're not?
I can't touch it.
But who's
no, but what, you're not seeing a new image, which is recreated.
You're seeing the real
so you can look at a picture.
No,
can you look at a picture frame on the wall of a lit candle?
Right.
It's a difference. It's a recreated image through electronics.
Yeah, I would think it's a stretch. But
20 years from now, you're gonna see. When I was younger,
I agree with Yaakov on this. Hopefully not. Okay, so now I wanted to talk a little bit about what you could light with. What's the most lechatchila thing to light with? Okay, we talk about the Zman Hadlaka and the Makom Hadlaka. So, the Iker Mitzvah is Shemen Zayis Zach. Why is the Iker Mitzvah Shemen Zayis Zach? Because that's what the Mitzvah was with. Okay? Now, if you don't have Shemen Zayis and you have a different type of oil, Derech Agav, there's no Maila Kipshutai between a different type of oil and a candle. Once it's not Shemen Zayis, there's no difference between a different type of oil that burns and Shemen Zayis. Now, there's a very interesting Shita of the Maharal Miprag. We don't paskin like the Maharal Miprag, but there's a very interesting Shita of the Maharal Miprag, which makes a difference for a lot of other things. His Shita was that you're not Yotzei even B'dievet with a candle. You have to use oil. Not even Yotzei B'dievet. Why? Because he says that the nace was...
Any
oil is B'dievet. Shemen Zayis L'chatchila, but a candle is not even B'dievet. Why? Because he says that the way the mitzvah, the mitzvah was, the nace was in the Beis HaMikdash, was with a psila, a wick, which sucks up, what's the language? It draws up the oil, and then it burns it up by the wick. The wick is used to draw it up.
Probably a different flame.
Masha Inkain, a candle burns down, and it's not that it draws up, it's just surrounded by shaiva, and it burns down the shaiva. That's a whole different type of mechanism than a wick. And therefore, a wick and oil, you need that for the mitzvah, because it has to be dumyu the base of mikdash.
A bigger chiddush for it to be pulled up.
Maybe it's because it's a bigger chiddush. So this is the sheet of the Maharal Miprag. Now, we don't pass like that, but Lamaisa, I saw that there are a few halachis that the poskim say that even though we don't pass like the Maharal Miprag, but we should be choshish for his shita lechatchila. So, for example, what happens if someone lights a torch? Light a torch, right? Let's say you have a piece of a thick piece of wood or something like that that could last for an hour. So you light it up. So are you yotze with that?
No.
Why?
You said you need the wick and.
Oh, because you need that. There's a wick and there's a wick and a fuel. Okay, now even if you argue on the Maharal Miprag, right? Even if you argue on the Maharal Miprag, and you say, well, a candle is good enough because there's a fuel source, and there's a wick, but the eights is no, there's no source. You're just burning this thing down. It's like one wick. It's like a thick wick, basically. You're not drawing anything. It's not burning out the shaiva. It's just the wick. B'chi agavna, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mesupik if you're yotzei the mitzvah at all. Because even though we argue in the Maharal Miprag, that's like having a candle. But maybe we agree to him that you need some sort of fuel source, and it can't just be that you're burning the wick. Okay? That's his chiddush. But what comes more negeya than that is what about using an electric menorah? A person's in a hospital. They don't let you light candles. Right? So they don't let you light candles, I assume, right?
Is that still, right?
Yeah. Russ?
There's oxygen in the room.
Right. I mean, usually, yeah. My mother is like, you know.
I'm sure they don't want fires all over the hospital.
Right. I assume it's not like the right. So let's say you're in the hospital and they give you one of those things that, like you said, that you shouldn't put outside. So the electric menorah, are you yotze with that? So one, we'll discuss a couple of the issues, but one of the issues is that there's no fuel source. It's constantly getting more. It's not like you have a source of energy that's fueling up this light. It's just constantly feeding more electricity. So according to the Maharal Prague, for sure you're not yotze. And even if we don't paskin the Maharal Prague, it could be we do paskin lagabi this thing that you need to have a source. So it could be you can't even be yotze bechlal with this electricity. Okay. Number two, the second issue with it is that I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky says a very interesting thing that you know that there's a well known machlokes. What's the halacha of electricity? Of incandescent bulbs. Incandescent bulbs, are they still existence or they're getting phased out?
They're getting phased out.
Unbelievable. What would Thomas Edison say about this? So the regular bulbs in the olden days, so Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, when they first came out, he said that it has a din of Eish. And you could make a bracha motzi Shabbos boi merei ha'esh on that.
Or light your candles for Shabbos.
Don't need it.
What? So you have, two of them.
Somebody didn't have
a bracha and then switch the light.
Turn. You're saying you need an avuka. It's not enough to have a nair. Yeah, because you need an avuka, a torch. What?
Somebody didn't have.
Yeah, they're not fluorescent.
Isn't it a smell after it's burnt?
Wait, throw the grape juice at the light bulb.
So what were you able to do with it?
You're allowed to make a bracha motzi Shabbos bari marei ha'esh. That was a Chaim Oizer's chiddush. Now he made a chiddush that's called Eish, and that makes a lot of nafkaminas for Shabbos.
You have to turn it on and off before you just do it.
Well, no, not really. Well, okay, maybe you have to make it like that. But the main point is it makes a lot of nafkaminas that's an Eish. Because a regular electricity, turning on and off electricity on Shabbos, let's say a fan, is that also midaraisa or is that also midarabana? Turning on a fan. What? So this is a big machlokes. The Chazon Ish held is also deraisa. A lot of places can hold it's also midarabana. So the Chazon Ish is Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. You can't really argue on the Chazon Ish. Right? So none of us are going to argue with the Chazon Ish. But Lemaisa, all the poiskim did argue with the Chazon Ish. In fact, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, they printed now, La'achar Moisei, a three-volume sefer called Me'orei Ha'esh. We have it in the coil over here. It's Shlomo Zalman Auerbach sefer on electricity that he wrote when he was like 20 or something. Really, he's mamash young. And it's mamash unbelievable sefer. But he writes in there that he writes after he saw the Chazon Ish's psak, he didn't reprint his sefer anymore because he dismisses the possibility that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. And then once he saw the Chazon Ish held like that, he kind of took it back. And then after Shlomo Zalman died, the kids put out the sefer again. But. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes a letter to the Chazon Ish, because if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, so you would be allowed to do it for a Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana with a Shinui. You're allowed to do an Issa D'Rabbanan with a Shinui for a Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana, a regular sick person. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, he writes to the Chazon Ish, he says, "Lidvarecha, according to you, the Chazon Ish, I got your letter. The garamta li tzar rav. You made me very have a lot of tzar. You made me have a lot of pain because lidvarecha chilalti es haShabbos. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he turned on electricity for his mother when she was sick, and according to the Chazon Ish, he wasn't allowed to do that. So the Chazon Ish, he writes a letter to the Chazon Ish. I'm writing to you because according to what you said, I'm very upset because you're making me that I was mechal Shabbos."
I hope he didn't write a letter on the show.
What did he say to that?
Who?
Did he write back?
Who, the Chazon Ish? Yeah, well, sorry, I mean, get your... Yeah, but no, he wrote back. We have all the letters. Yeah, we have the letters back and forth. But bottom line is, my point is that according to the Chazon Ish, all electricity is deraisa. According to a lot of other poskim, all electricity is only derabanan. But that's only when there's no incandescent bulbs being turned on and off. Because if there's a light bulb going on and off, that's for sure deraisa, because that's esh. Forget your mom is turning on an esh. You're lighting a fire, and if you're allowed to make a bar mirror esh. Oh. So the shaila is, let's say you have so if you have a fluorescent bulb, so we're not talking about that. That's for sure not an ash. So that probably for sure doesn't work for Hanukkah. But what about an incandescent bulb? Will that work for Hanukkah? Because we're saying, according to most, that's called ash. Because the filament gets burnt up red hot.
Wow. It doesn't look like right? Simonisa, though, because there anyways.
Well, to make, I'm talking about like making a menorah.
Okay.
Oh, so it's for sure not the death oil. Well, we can discuss that separately.
Like in a row on the ceiling.
Make a menorah with a screw-in bulb that has a filament that has a not a fluorescent. So lemaisa the. Lemaisa, I saw a Murdik Svar from Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer. He wants to taina that even if you say it's an Aish, that a light bulb is an Aish, but part of the mitzvah is not just having an Aish, the mitzvah is making a Maisa Hadlaka. You have to actually be lighting the Aish. Let's say I say, I daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please send down an Aish, and Hashem makes an Aish go down to my front lawn. I'm not Mekayim the mitzvah. No, that's screwing in. That's not a Maisa Hadlaka. Turning on a switch is not a Maisa Hadlaka. Hadlaka means you're taking a fire and you're lighting it. So who says that turning on a thing is a ma'aseh hadlaka? So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. By boyer me'areya eish on Matzah Shabbos.
On some level you did, though, because you're causing by turning that switch, like the same reason.
No. So what you're doing is you're getting the electricity to come through. You're getting the electricity to come through, and now it's creating this heat to the. You're making something create the heat through the filament, and that's lighting the fire. But you're not actually.
Doing a
ma'aseh hadlaka. Mashenkin Bari Me'ara'esh does not require Ma'aseh Hadlaka. As long as there is a fire there, you can make the bracha Bari Me'ara'esh.
Right. So you have to be Hadlik.
You have to Lahadlik in Ersha Hanukkah. So where's your Hadlaka? So Shmuel Kamenetsky wants the Taina. Because of that. Because Ma'aseh Hadlaka, I think, means is that you take a fire and you put the fire to something else. Not that you're goyim that electricity. There's no fire happening. It's just that all of a sudden, now the electricity is coming through, now all of a sudden it heats up the element. But you didn't do anything.
If you didn't do anything, then why can't you turn on Shabbos?
No, because like the mice is still like you're still causing it to happen. That's a.
But it's.
You're saying that if it's enough to be chayv on Shabbos, it should be enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah.
Right.
Nice svara. Not bad. I hear what you're saying, but al kapanim, these are the svaras. So anyone, the seder hadlaka should be. If you have Shemen Zayi Zach, use Shemen Zayi Zach. If you have other oils, use other oils. If you have candles, then use candles. If you have none of the above, I don't know. Then I guess light electrical menorah with filament, not fluorescent, but without a bracha. But don't make a bracha.
You can't do this after
the torch better.
Yeah.
If you had your light with an electric light, you don't make a bracha on the.
I would recommend not to make a bracha. There's too many sphakas. What? To make a bracha?
Make a bracha on an electric light.
Yeah, I would say I would prefer if you would not make a bracha.
You can't be yotze with someone else. Instead of letting the.
How are you gonna be yotze with someone else?
I'm saying if you're able to, it's better to be yotze with someone else. So give them a couple cents.
Where are you lighting?
You're not in your own neighborhood. You have a friend.
You have to light in your house. You can't light in someone else's house. You can't even go to someone else's. Forget a shliach. You can't even. even go to someone else's light. That's the other thing I want to discuss. I'm sorry, I need to get a cup of water. He went to get the thing. I don't want him to lose out now. So we have to say over a different something else. So there's a halacha over here. Very interesting halacha. The halacha in the Beis Hamikdash was that let me hold on. The halacha in the Beis Hamikdash was that the Kohen Gadol, when he lit the menorah, he had to keep the candle there until the psila, the wick, was entirely lit. What you could do theoretically is you bring the fire, it catches, and then once it catches, it will go further down the wick and burn. But the Kohen Gadol was mechuyev to keep the candle there until the whole entire wick caught. So this place can hold by Ner Menorah. You have to do the same thing. What? Yeah, it's not enough just that it should catch. You have to actually light them. So some people hold it by Ner Chanukah. It's the same thing. You have to actually keep your hand there until the mamash catches. So if you do that, you'll notice. Thank you so much. And then that's an extra. Okay, I don't want to go back to Buck. Maisa, you and you both mentioned something, so I want to discuss it. Oh, one other thing about the oil is that a lot of places can discuss this whole issue of the floating wicks. You know the floating wicks? Mm-hmm. So do people use those? Anyway, I mean, everyone has the coil ones, of course, but what?
Wait, the song is
cardboard.
Yeah. It's made out of cork. What?
I've used them.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, so place can
tell you after you tell us.
Yeah. So the place can discuss if you're Yotze, if you use those. Now there's a couple of issues with it. One issue is that the wick is glazed with, the wick part is glazed with wax. So it could be that you lose the mile of Shem and Zayas because you're lighting wax. In other words, the first few seconds, it's not drawing from the oil. When you burn the wick, it's not drawing first from the oil.
You have to burn the wick first.
So you should melt out the. If you're going to use them, you should melt out the wax first.
Good job. That's my son.
What? Yeah. You should melt out the wax before, because otherwise it's not drawing up. It's not drawing up the oil. So what you're lighting is really the wax. That's number one. But more important,
I'm not so sure, because, like, for example, I have those wicks, right? Uh-oh. Not the floating ones. I have the every wick you buy now, unless it's really cotton, is going to have a wax surrounding it. That's how they keep it hard. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, if you look at the wick doesn't burn down. If it was just wax, the whole wick would be burning down.
It's just glazed
with
wax.
It's glazed with wax. I don't know why exactly, but
and that keeps it together.
But it's pulling. It's still pulling oil from the
pot. It is drawing?
Of course. Otherwise, why is the oil getting low?
No, eventually. But I'm talking about the first couple seconds.
Oh, the first few
just,
seconds.
Just the first first.
I mean, and that's when you're lighting. That's when you're first lighting. You're Maisa Hadlaka. What? I know. This is like no one's really machmir on this. No, the main. That's just.
You know what I do? I've already done this the past few years. I take oil and I actually put it on the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
So it helps it burn. Yeah. It helps it pull.
There is another problem. This is the main problem with the floating wick. It's not, you know, I'm sure Kamenetsky's on his safer, he takes it a little more seriously. The other Poskim don't mind it so much. But the Shiloh is that the floating wick, the bottom half of the wick is let's say a quarter of an inch into the oil. Okay, as it goes down, it gets more and more. So when you light it, it's only, how much oil is it able to absorb, to draw?
At that moment.
Only a quarter inch of oil. So that's not enough to light for a half hour. It's only as it keeps on burning oil, it goes down, and then it can go for a couple hours.
You know that it's going to happen. You know,
right. So some people say, as soon as you know it's going to happen, it's fine. But some people say, no, it's like, it's like you keep on adding oil. Because let's say it would be a short wick, and the cup could only hold a quarter inch. You wouldn't be yotze. And then after it burns a quarter inch, you add more oil, and then it goes up again. Adds more oil, it goes up again. You can't do that. Because the etzemaisa hadlaka has to be able to keep on going. So some people hold that the floating wicks is like that because it's only able to draw from a quarter of an inch of oil.
The same thing would be applied for Shabbos candles if you use there. It's got a lot of pressure amount of time also.
Yeah, okay, Shabbos candles not so machmer. I use it for Shabbos candles. I use oil for Shabbos candles. Shemen Zayis. But not, and I use the floating because I don't think there's a shear for that. I mean, you're right, I hear it, but I don't think as long as it's going to be lit for the Suda, it's enough. There's no shear in how long the Maitz Hadlaka is. Oh, now, one other thing is not so nagay, I'll just speak it out, is that some people hold is that you need to have a kli. You need to have a kli for a menorah. So, the mashal, if you're using candles, you shouldn't just put the candle on the table, maybe. You should put the candle in something holding the candle. Mm-hmm. Okay?
On the base.
Yeah. Why? Because the menorah in the base of Mikdash, there was a kli holding the shemen. So you should have a kli holding it.
Indentation, like once you buy it, so you buy it. It's just like a bar. It has like eight little things
in it. It's a kli holding it. Now, what the shayla the place can talk about is what about if the kli that you use for the oil doesn't have a shame kli to it? Well, Marshall, let's say you fill this cup with oil and put a wick in. Are you yotze? This is not called a kli. This is a disposable cup that you throw out when you're finished with it.
Eggshell
or something like that. So it could be it's not a kli. So it could be you're not yotze with that. Now, if you have a disposable oil cup, let's say like the ones that the coal is sold, so after you finish with it, you throw it out, that's okay because you could theoretically reuse it. You just don't want to. Yeah, but this this doesn't have a shame kli. I don't think this is makabel tumah. There's nothing. Or eggshell is a better example. But
I thought about that. Eggshell is like a bizarre. Also, you should use it for that reason, right?
But the thing is that what some people talk about is what happens if you have, the Gemara says that a kli is only a shame kli if it could hold liquid. So let's say you have something which is a round, sometimes you have these round cups.
It's porous.
But if you put it down on a table, it can't stay on it. It can't hold anything because it's going to roll around.
You see the doctor's offices.
What?
This cone-shaped one that you see in the doctor's office.
Right.
They're on purpose, so you don't put it down.
Right. So are you yotze with that? Because it can't hold anything. So some say, yeah, because since it's made to be put in the menorah, so it will be able to hold it because it's made so that you can put it in the menorah. So therefore it's good. Now that answers a different issue, which is that some people say when you have a silver menorah, so you use glass cups, some people want to know why you have a silver menorah for. Why is the minhag by a lot of people they have a silver menorah? Well, like, where'd that come from? So first of all, it's beautifying the mitzvah. Okay. Now the question is, lachara. It's, let's say you keep it in your brake front and you light with your plastic menorah. Is that beautifying the mitzvah?
No,
because you didn't use it to light. Yeah, exactly. It's beautifying your brake front. It's not beautifying the mitzvah. Why? Because you're not using it to light with that, right? So let's say you put the oil in a glass cup and you put the glass cup on the menorah. Let's say you have a silver table. Okay, you have a silver table and you put your plastic menorah on the silver table. Is that beautifying the mitzvah? No, because who cares where the menorah is? The menorah is the plastic thing, and you put the plastic thing on a silver table. So if you take these glass cups and you put them onto the menorah,
you have glass menorahs and silver cups.
Yeah, because now you're not beautifying the mitzvah because you're lighting with the glass cup.
But that's not the mitzvah; it's the kli that holds.
So Shmuel Kamenetsky, I saw he said he was makbid to put the oil straight into the menorah, not the glass cup, because of this. Because you want to beautify the mitzvah, you got to light in the menorah.
But that's part of the mitzvah.
It's part of the mitzvah. It's not separate. The fact that it's in a glass thing, who says that's not a hidden mitzvah? That it's adding to the beauty of the silver menorah.
It's the mitzvah is the flame, but you're not gonna have just the flame.
But Solo puts the phone on Shabbos. It's part of the uniform, the sword. It's not. It's part of it. It's all
right.
The Gemara says.
Yeah.
The sword. The sword's part of the person.
Right. You just learned that in Daf Yomi.
Rabbi Fried said the other day that Hatzalah
has a hatta, yeah. Because that's the.
The soldiers had swords, it was part of what
right.
They were uniform.
Right. So no, so. Phone, so. So. According to what we said before, for sure, what we said was that the glasses are made to be put in. And more than that, it could be the glass itself is not a kli, because it can't stand on its own. It's only a kli because it's made to put in the menorah. So therefore, what's giving it a shame kli is the menorah. So goof of the menorah is the kli that you're using for the hadlaka. So that's, so if you use that chaf, if you use that chaf, it's very good. But even without that, I saw Rabbi Yashin was said that Havad, it's poshut that you're mekayim zakele v'anveyu with a glass cup in a silver menorah. Hagam, if you look at the pictures of him lighting, he never had one of these things. He had one of those straight ones with cups, and that was it.
I'm pretty sure most of these silver plated ones would burn if you started putting oil right inside of them.
Oh yeah? Like so silver plated, are you mekayim zakele v'anveyu with silver plated, by the way, derech agav?
Oh, it's nice, but it's still beautiful as a mitzvah.
Yeah,
nice.
What?
Rabbi Yosha is hanging on the outside door.
Oh. Wait, now?
No,
oh, yeah.
Outside of the door now.
Outside the house. Yeah.
Oh.
The mice, I saw that the mice, it doesn't make a difference how expensive the menorah is. If it looks like silver, Mechari should be Zakele v'anveyu. What do I care if it's expensive or not expensive? The bottom line is you're making it beautiful by making it look nice. Okay, now, what I wanted to say was something that you both of you mentioned. You mentioned the shaila of the people who light in public places, menorahs. And not people, but the point is the lighting. Let's not talk about people. And then you mentioned the shaila of what can I go to someone else's house and light. Okay? So there's one yesod, and it's an important yesod in the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is on the gavra. You have to put on tefillin. You have to eat matzah on Pesach. You have to say Kriya Shema. That has nothing to do with the circumstance. There's no circumstance that revolves around the mitzvah. You got to do it because it's mutal akakafta de gavra. It's your obligation to do the mitzvah. But there's other mitzvahs which have to do with the circumstance. If you have this, then you're obligated. So mezuzah. Mezuzah is a chayves bayis. If you have a house, you put on a mezuzah. So what's Ner Chanukah? Is Ner Chanukah a chayves bayis or is Ner Chanukah a chayves gavra?
It's chayves
gavra. Because you have to do it at your house.
So that's bias, you mean.
It's bias. It's bias.
But each person, like.
So it's really both. It's really a little bit of both. It's near Ishtar Beisa, yeah. That the pshat is.
My father would light and I'll light.
Yeah, but the point is, so each person has an obligation to light in his bias. So it's like a combination, okay? But the point is that the mitzvah is to light in your bias. Maybe the Pnei Yeshua writes in Masechta Shabbos that the reason for that is because that was part of the Pesur Minisa, that it should be attached to the bias for whatever reason. So now it's like this. If you're traveling, you're going camping. So you don't have a bias. You're going sleeping under the stars. So you don't have a bias. So if you don't have a bias, where are you going to light? On the tent? It's not your bias. It's not a bias. So Mel, you don't light. You don't light. If you don't have a bias, you don't light. Period. You should have someone light in your house for you. Your wife or someone. One of the Bnei Bayis should light, and your Yotze. If your house has in it a candle being lit for you on your behalf, so then you're Yotze. Because again, it's a Chovetz Bayis. So as long as your house has in it a candle lit, that's okay.
That's like a Shlech.
Yeah, but the Shlech is only to light in your house. You can't have the Shlech light in his house. So as long as you have a Kavudik, a Bayis for one night, that's your Bayis for the night.
You can't call a tent a Bayis.
Right, but if you're just traveling, oh, so what about an airplane? So I saw Rishon Zalman says an airplane is enough of a bias for this.
Really?
So you could light an airplane.
But they would never.
That's gonna go over well, right? So you could light on an airplane.
12 hours expensive rent.
Huh? Wait, how can you light on an airplane? If you could theoretically light an airplane, how would you be allowed to light? How is that considered a vice?
It's a vice because you have a space.
It's got doors, a window. It has more windows than your house.
You're a captain.
I don't know. What?
How's it more vice than a tent?
You're saying
a tent is yours. It's not being shared.
Well, the way Shlomo Zalman says it is, if you're sleeping, you're going to sleep in the forest. Maybe you don't have a tent either. I don't know. Maybe you're still sleeping outside.
Maybe all these things.
But we're
going to start with fast and all
this. Yeah, but I'm just talking about a specific thing. Can you light in the airplane? So there's a lot of truth.
Do the electric ones in the airplane. If they're not shooting light, we'll put a fire.
Do the electric ones in the airplane.
That's
a colored jet.
Yeah, exactly. So now there's a lot of tshuvas written about the trains. And can you light in the train so you had your own cabin? So that's okay. But the main mitzvah is to be in your house. So, like we said last week, if you're going to a Hanukkah party and you're going to be at someone's house during the Zman Hadlaka, that's not your house. Even if you're eating there, but it's not your house. So if you can't light there, so you have to wait till you get home. Okay? So if you're sleeping somewhere and you got to your destination, like a hotel room, that's different. Maybe that's your house now. But otherwise, you need a bias to light. So, Mamela, what you said was, have someone light in their house for you, that's not going to work. Okay? So now, the only thing is that, let me ask you like this. Chazal made a takana that you're supposed to make Pirsumei Nisa. Okay? Now, should you go around with a sign in your hand saying, Hashem did Nisim for us, God did Nisim for the Jewish people, and run around? Are you Yotzi Pirsumei Nisa with that?
That's not the mitzvah.
It's very nice that you're supposed to be mefaris from the Nes, but you're not supposed to be. That's not the mitzvah. The Chazal told us how to do Pirsumei Nisa. You don't make up your own things. You don't make up your own ways of Pirsumei Nisa. You know, wear a shirt that says Hashem does Nisim. That's not Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa is lighting the candle in your house when you fulfill the mitzvah. This is in your Pirsumei Nisa. So it's very unclear that there should be any Pirsumei Nisa. You'll light a menorah in a public place right next to the Christmas tree. Lav Dafka, I don't hear where the Pirsumei Nisa is.
They could have said,
if anything, maybe it's who says it's a Kiddush Hashem even? Maybe it's not. Maybe you're comparing it to the other things.
They're not doing it for the mitzvah.
So good, but you can't say a bracha. What do you?
I don't
hear the Indian of it. Okay, so do
they're not fulfilling their mitzvah.
Put a matzah up there also. I'm saying, what does Megillah have to do with anything?
Right. Chazal could have said, go to a public place and do it.
So Chazal said the most they did say is a Beis HaKnesses. It's a chiddush. It's not anyone's bias. And still, we light with a bracha. That's a takana of Beis HaKnesses.
The people used to live here. They don't have a place.
Okay, that's true also. But that's a takana of Beis HaKnesses. But to do it stam in a public, in a yard, in an open place, so, and make a whole candle, I'm not sure if there's any...
You can't hurt. Uh-huh,
so you know, I'm not talking about anything. I'm just saying, I've seen it in places where... I'm not just sure that there's Pirsumei Nisa. Maybe there's a Messiah that there's Pirsumei Nisa for some places. I'm just not sure that there's Pirsumei Nisa to do all things other than the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it in your bias or in a Beis HaKnesses at most. That's how Chazal said to be to do Pirsumei Nisa. More than that is not the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. Now, is there an Indian to do it? I personally don't see it, but... I personally, if someone would ask me, I wouldn't hear how you can make a bracha if it's not being done on a bias or a Beis HaKnesses. It could be that there are poskim that say that just it's included in the takana of Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is not anyone's bias, and still Chazal said you're allowed to do it. So maybe any Mokum Asifa,
if they haven't gathered
in, any Mokum Asifa, maybe they hold like that. But it's a big stretch because Beis HaKnesses was a new takana. More than that, they never want to sack it. But it's just...
Does it have to be inside the basic fences, or can it be outside?
What?
Does it have to be inside the basic fences?
There's halachas, where to do it. It's supposed to be on the tzadarim, on the south side. There's specific halachas, how to do it in a basic fences. So to stretch it to somewhere else, I'm not sure that... No, but the point, well, why am I saying, I'm just saying, it's important to understand what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to light it in the bais. I'm not saying that the other things have no value. That's not my point. Now, the point is just to understand what the mitzvah is. So it's negeya. It's negeya to understand that because, like your case, or whatever. Just while, I said this last night by the Siyum, but the Gemara says that just haraga b'ner. If someone is careful with ner, having like banim tamidei chachamim, he's zeichet to children tamidei chachamim. Rashi says which ner, even ner Chanukah, not just ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah also. So what's the connection? Why, if you're raga b'ner, are you zeichet to banim tamidei chachamim? Because ner Chanukah is the way that we show our pesumi nisa. We show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us. Right? So we show a tremendous chavivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous love for Hashem. So when we show a love for Hashem, Hashem shows us love back. What's the greatest love that Hashem has for the Jewish people is the Torah. Right? Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitnu Lahem Kli Chemda. That Kla Yisrael, Hashem has a special love for us that He offered us the Torah. So Memela, by us showing love for Hashem and doing His pursuing needs properly, we're Zoichet that He should show us love back and give us banim tamdi chacham. So Memela, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should all, by learning the halachas properly and being careful with the halachas of Ner Chanukah, we should all be Zoichet to the bracha, haraga b'ner, having labanim tamdi chacham.